Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, bringing us back, the late, great Joe Cocker. Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And since he's standing right here, so to speak, I'll remind those of you who don't know that Jim Clifton, our guest this half hour, five-year brain member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Gallup, is provided the foreword for my new book. And Jim, I want to thank you in front of all my friends here. I want to thank you for contributing to my new book.
Well, you're welcome. I hope it didn't slow your sales down.
No, it took it to it put a rocket on it. Hey, Jim, we're talking about their new book, folks. The Gallup's new book is based on the largest global study of the future of work that Gallup's been doing now for, I don't know, 6 or 8, 10 years. It's the manager. Is this the third in the trilogy, Jim? Is that right?
It's the third one that I've been a part of. Yes, yeah. Is that what you mean? But yeah, Gallup sells millions of.
No, but I mean in terms of being associated with it, with the study of the future of work. I think if I'm not mistaken, this is the third. The first one was the jobs, the coming jobs war.
Yeah, that was kind of macro. That was macroeconomics, not really.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the manager, folks, is the title. Jim Harder, his chief scientist there at Gallup, is the co-author. So we're talking about, you guys came up with 52 management discoveries. You discovered strategy was important, culture is important, employment brand. Those increasingly sound like soft skills, don't they?
Yeah, they are. But with the soft skills, that's where all the low-hanging fruit is. We've really maxed out the hard skills. A lot of the hard skills that we're taught in management school or going to seminars and stuff, they just don't work. You know, that you go through a whole bunch of activities with a lot of this stuff, and there's no evidence whatsoever that they work. So, yeah, but I'll tell you, this country moves to those soft skills, and we get really good at developing millennials and women to, you know, mm-hmm. two groups that really change the workplace. And hell, we'll shoot this thing through the roof.
Well, I like what you said. We've maxed out the hard skills. You remind me of manufacturing. You know, manufacturing got to the point where they couldn't make a refrigerator any cheaper in the factory. They'd max that out. Then they had to turn their they had to turn their attention to delivery. Right? They had to cut down on their freight costs, and so they built factories closer to the customers. That's what's happening in management right now. Right? We've gotten pretty darn good at managing our business, but we were very much deficient in managing our people. And 21st century workers require different management than 20th century managers. I mean, 20th century employees, don't they?
Yeah, and when you were talking about back with that nobody cared about our feelings, the other thing is that nobody cared about us having a meaningful mission and purpose mm-hmm. in our job or something in the job that I could be really proud of. That's a new demand of the workplace that you and I just didn't. There was no concept for it.
That's right.
But when you and I were that age, so that's the big reason why there's got to be a massive cultural change, for small, medium, and large businesses that Americans can absolutely make.
Well, there's no question about that, and the issue is leadership, isn't it? I mean, when you add up all of the soft skills and all the hard skills. The overarching thing is people want to be led, don't they? They want to be motivated, and one of the ways they're motivated to do their job to accomplish their own goals is if they're being led by people they admire. They want to be led by leaders, right?
Kind of. I would say that for leaders to do a really good job, they've got to change how they lead. And I think that's what the 52 points are about. I said to the other Jim, that's not you or me, the Jim Harder, our chief scientist, I said, people are going to say to me, what's this book about? And I need a really short answer on, you know, for an elevator or whatever. And he said that the practice of management stopped working 30 years ago and that we need a new one. And I said, do we have one? He said, yeah. He said we need a cultural change. And he said, it's this simple. We need to change from being a boss to a coach. Full stop.
Coaching.
That's right. And you know what's you see, we used to boss, but indirect. The thing is, it doesn't consider the individual. If you take an individual, give them StrengthsFinder, or just spend time with them, and if you dig deep enough, Helen, almost every employee, there's a genius down in there somewhere. But that genius may not be the particular job that they have, but you need to know that unusual strength they have. You know, I was thinking about this. All of us have been coaches. You know, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of listeners right now. So they go and they do their old style of management where they direct and boss and all that, and they're not maximizing their people. Then you know what they do? They go get in their cars and go over and just magnificently manage a little league football
team. Right.
And they know to put the big fat guy on the offensive line and not ask him to run a deep post pattern, you know. And they know to put the high speed skinny guy that doesn't like contact but can catch almost any. You see, but if they were back in their management job during the day, they'd be telling all of them they need to be able to do all those things. Mm-hmm. They'd be trying to make the skinny kid do pancake blocks, and they'd have the fat guy trying to run the post
and
pattern.
Jim, I got to take a quick break. When we come back after the break,
okay.
I want to convert this into how you can take this, what's in this book, folks, and help you attract the talent you need in a marketplace, in a workforce, a place where the qualified talent is very thin, and that's the biggest challenge that managers have these days. Is finding qualified people. How do we take the things that Jim learned in their book, It's the Manager, and convert that for our work? Quick break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.